Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, a hustle-up edition of the show today as we make way for Cubs pregame at 5:30. The Cubs in the nation's capital taking on the Washington Nationals. Don't look now, Cubs actually playing some good baseball, but today on the show and the time that we have, we are continuing our back-to-camp series. We have been talking to our Metro and area high school football coaches as the season draws near. Crazy to think how close we are to the kickoff of the 2022 high school football season. And today on the show, we have the pleasure of being joined by Dunkerton High School football coach John Steffen. Coach Steffen, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you, learn more about your Raiders. You guys are coming off of a 4-4 season last year. You get a tough draw in the first round of the playoffs, but a big step forward to make the 8-player playoffs. You lose to an outstanding Easton Valley team. Let's just start there. You know, what did you and your staff take from last season's body of work to apply to not only this next season, but the off season that you guys are just about to wrap up?
Well, just with what we were able to put together throughout the regular season, we had kind of talked to our guys about getting to a point where we can be competitive with those teams like in Easton Valley and things like that. So obviously you want to go into your season, you know, you want to be able to win the games that you should win, and then you want to be able to get to a point to where you can be more competitive with those top teams. And for us, like the ones that we see on a regular basis would be like a Don Bosco in our district, a Gladbrook Rhinebeck in our district. So that's kind of what our message was, and what we wanted to see from the guys in the off season in terms of what they'd be working for or working towards.
Well, what have you seen this off season, Coach Steffen, with regard to everybody's got their off season programs for lifting, conditioning, and most coaches, you know, they hone in on how many guys do I have participating? How many guys do I have focused in on getting this work done? Because as cliche as it might sound, so many coaches, rightfully so, are of the belief that the difference between wins and losses can be settled, you know, between May, June, and July.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of truth to that, and that's one of the things that I've told our guys for a long time. You know, as a coach, you can have a good feel for what your fall is going to be like based upon what you saw throughout the summer, and for us, we had a few guys that latched on and that made some really big gains, and you know, guys that we're expecting to see a lot from this fall. We originally had about 30 kids that said that they were wanting to do football, and unfortunately we didn't have that many show up once we got going a couple of weeks ago. But what we're going to do is we're going to do, as you always do as a coach, and in anything you do the best you can with what you have. But we feel good about the kids that we've got on our roster right now going forward.
The Dunkerton High School football coach John Steffen, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company, continuing our back-to-camp series as the season draws near. And, Coach, in light of that, it can happen to anybody, you know, where your numbers come in a little shy of what you thought they might be. With that in mind, how has that, among other things, shaped what you've needed to get done during this preseason camp that you're in the midst of? Obviously, a big part of any high school football team's preseason camp is getting the fundamentals down. But beyond that, like you mentioned there, with the numbers where they are, what in particular has proven important that you guys are working on in this preseason camp?
Well, the big thing is just been getting guys that maybe weren't relied upon in certain roles last year, getting them obviously prepared and ready to go for what they're going to need to do and what we're going to need to rely on them for this season. And with that, we've seen some good growth from some guys that didn't get as much playing time and stuff a year prior, and we actually had our season accelerated by about a week. So we actually are playing this Friday already. We'll have a week zero competition against West Central. And so okay. we were able to get in a scrimmage on Friday the 12th at HLV Victor. And that was a great thing for us to kind of see where some of those guys are at, see some of the deficiencies, see some of the things that we're doing well. And our hope is that, you know, typically once you have your first game of the year, you usually see your greatest improvement from game one to game two. So we're hoping to see that kind of improvement or that kind of jump from that scrimmage to our week one or our week zero game here this Friday. So
Wow. Okay. And, you know, that just makes me think, Coach Stephan, last week I had Dale Eastman on the show, Janesville mm-hmm. high school football coach. They're playing a week zero game. And I asked him, I said, you know, what's it like? And he just said very bluntly, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. We, you know, for us, we were at least fortunate enough to where we've been, you know, kids and families have adjusted some schedules a little bit to where we were able to get rolling right away, right at the beginning of August, and we weren't missing guys and stuff like that, so that was helpful. But I know a lot of schools that especially when you get sprung on them. For us, it was sprung on us about, you know, almost at the tail end of July, that we were going to need to pick up a week zero game with Meskwaki being unable to field a varsity team this year. So it worked out well because we had originally planned to scrimmage West Central on the 19th anyways, and they had Meskwaki on their schedule too. So we had kind of just talked that if that was the direction it went, then we would just play week zero instead.
Well, it's great that the guys are going to get a full slate of games as we look toward game action beginning and knowing what your team is going to bring to the table, Coach Stephan. I think Cedar Valley football fans go, okay, Caden Behrens was electric last season for Dunkerton, over 1,500 all-purpose yards, but you had some young guys that contributed on your offense, including freshman quarterback Dylan Marquardt. What can you say in terms of, you know, how you anticipate your team producing offensively and what you might be able to say about where the situation is at quarterback?
Well, unfortunately, we won't get to see Bill this year. You have to check him out running cross. But we do have we actually have his cousin Riley Marquardt, who's going to be playing some quarterback for us this year, and he's been doing a good job thus far through the summer and showed some growth in our scrimmage as well. I expect to see big things from Braden Van Langen. He was our number two rusher last year. He was a good mm-hmm. Receiver out of the backfield and stuff for us as well. Christian Brown, he's a kid that's been playing some end for us, and he came out. He was a kind of a late add last year, but kind of showed some really good defensive prowess in the defensive backfield last year, and he's been outstanding with that stuff throughout the summer and in the early portion of the season here. So we look to see some big things from him. Another kid that flashed quite a bit on Friday at the scrimmage would be Radley Fulton. Defensively, he's not a big kid, not a big guy, but he is fast, and he loves to hit, loves to tackle, and he's always in on the play. So those would be a few guys that stand out right there. Obviously, a Ty Lindquist as well from last year as a freshman was a all-district performer for us at linebacker. He'll have some more responsibilities on the offense this year as well. So there's a number of guys that we expect to see some big things from this year.
A couple more minutes here with Dunkerton High School football coach John Stephan on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, in bringing up there at the end of your answer a couple guys who flashed and stood out defensively, you had a number of young guys who contributed to that defense last season. So what does that maybe afford to you and your staff, given those guys got their feet wet, they're back, they look good? What do you have in mind in terms of what you might be able to do defensively beyond what you did last season?
I would say the biggest thing that we should be able to do more of this year is maybe be able to be a little more aggressive defensively than we have been, just with the guys having that year under their belts. And then also, we probably got some of the, like I said, the numbers aren't great where we want them, but in terms of what we have with team speed, we've got a lot of speed. And in the 8-man game, that's something that you want. That's something that you need. And so it was fun to watch them fly around on Friday in Victor, and I'm excited to see them fly around out there this coming Friday against West Central.
How about we wrap it up with this, Coach Stephan, as you've gotten this early look with the HLV scrimmage at your team and what you've seen so far in camp. As we touched on before, the graduation of Caden Behrens, who was such a large part of last year's team. What does that add up to in terms of ultimately the blueprint for success for this team? Offensively, defensively, what kind of brand of football are they going to need on both sides to be able to reach their potential?
I think football's pretty simple, especially at the high school level. If you can be successful in running the football and establishing the run, and if you can be successful stopping the run on defense, especially in the districts that we've been in over the years, if you're able to do those two things, you're going to be able to have a pretty successful team. When you struggle in either one of those areas, then it makes everything else more difficult. So I guess that would be the blueprint. And then for the kids, too, to kind of see a kid like a Caden Behrens or a Jaden Reed, who was on our team last year, too. Both of them are going to be playing at Wartburg this fall. Just them knowing and understanding the hard work and dedication that goes into that between the months of, May to July, or even November to July, to be able to get to that level and to be able to go on and play at successful programs like that.
The way the world is now with all the technology, if they're good, they find you, right, Coach?
Absolutely.
Coach, it's been a pleasure learning more about your Dunkerton Raiders. Best of luck, best of health this season, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show, hopefully after your team's been able to rack up some W's, all right?
That's what we're shooting for. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Coach.
You too.